Somebody's going to have to drive you home if your Kia has been stolen. The Kia boys and the Kia challenge, it's all over TikTok about how to steal those vehicles. And like the insurance adjuster Richard just said, it's not just happening in Charlotte, North Carolina, where they've had 200 stolen in the past 2 weeks. But I'm seeing reports in Beloit, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and Ohio, because once one of those things hits TikTok and you're hitting the right audience and it gets shared an enormous amount of times, you've got a bunch of teenagers out just going, oh, I need a USB cord. It's this simple. Paul Bryan is an Emmy Award-winning automotive expert. Paul, thank you for sharing your appearance on our show on your social media platforms. And you know about this TikTok trend. That insurance adjuster that we had on said there isn't a whole lot you can do about it. What do you know about these Kias being stolen?
Well, first, nice to be with you again. Always good to do that. You know, it's one of those deals where you've got an infinite number of knuckleheads with a finite target, and it's a monkey see, monkey do thing. Somebody MacGyvered a means of cracking into the steering column of a Kia, and also on some Hyundai models, and doing this. So apparently they're doing it with a USB charger cord, and they first have to gain entry to the vehicle. So usually that means a brick or something to the window, and then they'll get inside and then break away the steering column. Now, do you remember, Lisa, the quaint, simpler times in life when you would start your car with an actual key?
Yes, because I can never find my key fob these days, Paul. I go in somewhere, it's in my purse, I come back out, my door opens automatically, and at some point during the day, I need it and I can't find it. I do miss those days.
Well, the good news in this, if there is any, is that this appears to be a problem that affects 21 and older Kias and Hyundais. Remember, these two companies are kissing cousins. They've got common ownership. Mm-hmm. So the phenomenon that they're able to do with this USB cord is limited to Kias and Hyundais that use a key only, which means the base model of the vehicle. If you get into the mid-range editions of those cars, and they know exactly what you're talking about. You hit the key fob, and then you put your foot on the brake and hit the button, and Bob's your uncle, off you go. So if you have that kind of system, you're not exposed. So if you have a key on it, you are, however. So both the Kia people and the Hyundai people are working closely. I know in Milwaukee that they are working with the Milwaukee Police Department up there on using what's called the Hyundai Blue Link telematic system, where if your car gets broken into, they can take a look back and find out where that car is by back channeling through the Blue Link system. And that same system is also in the Kia. So they're able to do that. It doesn't mitigate the fact that somebody has taken your window out with a brick and taken your car out for a joyride or a crash. But
it never comes back in the condition it left in, and
no.
That's always an issue. Trying to file the claim for the $400 window replacement, or
exactly.
You know, what do I do?
Exactly.
Is there any way to mitigate the theft of catalytic converters? Because that's the other thing people were talking about. They're saying in Chicago, it's being done in the middle of the day within 30 seconds, and nobody wants to engage, so they kind of stand from their picture window or their living room and watch people do it.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, these guys have gotten really good at doing it, too. A couple of years ago, at a couple of train station parking areas where there's a large gathering of cars that sit predominantly all day long while somebody takes a train downtown and goes to work, back in the days when people used to go downtown to work, and they're able to relieve your car of a catalytic converter very easily, and they're after the minerals that are inside those catalytic converters. And Is there a way to mitigate it? Not really, because a guy with a Sawzall is basically all you need to do, and you can get one off in about 30 seconds.
But why are Prius cars being targeted? Everybody who owns a Prius says those are the ones that are being targeted and hit the hardest.
Yeah, I think that's a tale. I think that's pretty universal as to what people are going after in terms of the converters. They're very non-discriminatory because the guts of that catalytic converter are the same. You know, it has the same minerals in it as, you know, whether it's a Chevy or a Prius or a Jaguar or a Rolls Royce. So, you know, anything that's there. Now, it may very well be that a Prius, and geez, I wish I had a better answer for you, but I like to spend the time behind the wheel, not under the car. There may be something to accessibility on that car of being able to get that Sawzall into the exhaust system easier on that car.
Yeah, because some people are saying that it is specific year models that are being hit harder. And, you know, it looks like criminals are aware enough to know the difference. And, of course, once somebody figures it out, they share it online with all the other criminals in their social media network, and then it becomes a big deal. Thank you for joining us, Paul. We always appreciate your input.
Always good to be with you.
I need to say hello, Papa.
Ah, buongiorno, Stefano.
Have you two been on a trip together?
No. Well, we have had that talk, but Paul and I worked together 30 years ago.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, the earth was forming a crust,
right.
and Steve and I were working together.
Well,
and pre-COVID, we did have a trip planned.
But we had a nice car trip to Italy going.
Yeah, we were going to visit all of the famous car museums and drink way too much espresso.
Well, hopefully there's time for that in the future. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, great to be with you.
And Steve, they said Abe Vigoda was reported dead numerous times prior to his death as well, so much so that they made a website. Is Abe Vigoda really dead?
Well, right. That became a running joke. Now, there was, since we're doing these, there was another one, longtime Chicago alderman named Vito Marzullo, which is only a Chicago alderman could be named Vito Marzullo back in the day. And I think it was the Sun-Times ran a front page story that Vito was dead. And, Vito wasn't dead, but he's dead now. So they were right.
Tony Dow, who played Wally on Leave It to Beaver, and somebody said, Lisa, he didn't smirk. He wasn't rude. You're mixing him up with Eddie Haskell. And I'm like, no, I was the younger kid. I was Beaver. So, yeah, he was the older brother that I found a little annoying. But God bless him. He is still alive, according to his wife. Steve has the news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.